Will this be out of the focus, the head?
Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Okay, the side
how
is coming.
I check that my thing is silent? Oh my god, so...
just, are you using Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
I think it's
the side button.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like it is on silent now, but... Side button is in...
Just...
Oh, put it on airplane mode.
Ah,
push
yes,
down.
Okay, yes. Good idea. Okay. Okay, let's...
Okay, the sun is out.
Yes.
Perfect.
Ginseng.
Okay. Okay, sure, sir. Okay. Maybe you start with your name and your age.
Oh.
And a bit of your story.
Oh.
Just background.
Oh, okay.
Of who you are.
My name is Elliot. I'm age.
Yeah,
age.
Go for it. Just be natural.
Okay. So I'm currently 42 this year.
A bit of your background of what? Maybe.
Tell us the story.
Yeah. When did you start drinking? When did you start realizing that you might have a problem with your drinking?
My story is a little bit unique because I didn't when people at my age, like let's say 12 years old, which I hear many times, they go out and do many things, like take drugs or like drink or smoke. For me, it was like a very, I had a very specific reason as to why I wanted to drink and do all those things. And it only came after 10 years plus, after army. So what happened is that when I was young, my parents, we grew up in a poor family, in local Indian family, poor. No money and my mom thinks that money is important. My dad thinks that money is evil. So it's a very, constant back and forth. And both of them never achieved anything much in life. Even until now, after so many years. So I was asking myself, what is the point of all this? Why is there people suffering in the world? Why is the education system so dumb, So I left school when I was 12 and I decided to go on the different path. I tried smoking and then I threw it away immediately and I asked, what is the effect? I said, nothing. So at the age, I already found, okay, if there's no point doing something, then don't do it, But for me, what is important is I need to experience it, First, I study a bit and experience. So when I left school, I actually ran away from school and then I left school and I gave them that middle finger. I found it stupid, you don't have to study mathematics for so many years, And so I left and I started hiding in the library, and I would read all sorts of books like maths, philosophy, science, and everything at the age, very young age. And then at that time, religion was a very big question mark. There wasn't Google and all those things before. Internet wasn't even born. So I would hide in the library and I would use someone else's account, like if I just talk to people and get account from like NUS students or whatever. And I would surf the net and I would learn more. And but what also happened is that I actually became very good at computers. I was very curious. At the time, it was like Street Fighter 2, how to hack it, how do I make more points and everything. So I would mess around with it and I became very good at it. And I started earning quite a bit of money. Like I would do a 4 or 5 day job for a company, and I would earn $5,000, whatever, So as a kid, at the age, so I have so much money. So what did I do with the money? Of course, I went buy all those nice things Versace pants and all the stuff, And I was hated for that. You say, oh, sibe haolian. They say, wow. But then it's I earned money, right? So people don't really like it. But also what I found out is I started asking questions from older people, what's the purpose of life and everything? And it was very confusing. They say one thing, but then it's a different thing. So I could quickly understand. See, the thing is that I've grown to actually accept the people's body language, not what they say. Because what they say and what they do is totally different. And I could realize that as a young kid already. And so I was studying people's human body language and everything. And so what I thought was that, okay, let's go and find some drunk people. Maybe they are more open. So I started working in all those pubs and all this stuff. And then I would spend money on those people drinking. It's still very confusing. They say one thing and they do another thing. Relationship issues, blah, 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 I just talk to them, I just let them open up, just ask. Very confusing. So what also happened at the time was my mom was searching for answers in the Hindu religion, you know. Then they went to go and see Bhumus of that time, you know. There'll be a guy, they would like, we would go and visit once a week, and then there'd be like people scared out of their pants, you know, they're sitting in one corner waiting for their turn, like to see the doctor, but this time they're going to see God. So this guy actually somehow like uses dead chicken or whatever not, and uses a knife in his hand, and he gets possessed, and he says he's God. So then it's like, oh, I was clapping, so happy. And I asked him, oh, you're God. Okay, can you tell me why is there poverty in the world? Why are my parents always fighting? So he said, you talk too much. You know, bam, he kicked me, you know, and blood and all the stuff, you know. But so the religion, I couldn't find any answers, you know, and it was very fear-based. You know, and I kind of realized that from different religions I actually even went into. I was a full-on ordained monk. You know, Christianity, I read the Old Testament, the New Testament, and all this is before army, you know. And then finally when I went to the army, then I see all kind of different characters. Then I say, oh, okay, so what's the point of like knowing so much and then we never experience, right? So then I decided to say, okay, let's just do everything. Let's have sex with women, let's go and drink, let's go and take drugs and all the stuff, the whole shebang. So I went on a 7-year journey of like really messing up my whole life. And I started from scratch, had a business, I lost business twice in life. But it's not because of my drinking, it's because of the market was not ready. I think too fast and too forward. And this is one of the things as to why I kept on drinking, because I was searching for an answer that I couldn't find. I have solutions to poverty, I can end poverty now, you know, based on the technology stuff that I've learned so far. And also now what's happening is just a joke, cloud computing, you know, whatever crap, you know. Cloud computing is just using someone else's computer, that's it, you know. But, you know, it's just crap, you know. And then people are very, I would say people are very interesting, you know. They are very joyful, they're very loving. But they're so, like, you know, like little children, you know. And I can't do everything myself. Like, you know, if I had money, I would know what to do, certain things. So that's what brought me throughout my career of 7 years of drinking, taking drugs, everything. So on the first day, when I took the drink and it's like, I didn't like the taste. I remember I even put sugar inside beer, you know, and then the whole thing just become foam and all mess all over the place. And the very first day when I drank, I just passed out. The next morning, just passed out. Then my friends were all looking for me. It's like, oh, army, right? After army, just go, oh, Adilo, you know. And then, you know, drink, and then I disappeared. And I remember waking up at Raffles MRT at 5 a.m. or something, talking philosophy to two drunk girls who couldn't give a crap other than just to take the first MRT and go home. I called my mom, I was 22 at the time, and then she was crying, saying, why did you become like your dad? My dad drinks. My mom doesn't drink, you know, and my dad's dead. Everybody all drank and they all killed themselves. So that's one of the reasons why I said, what's the point of drinking? And then he's like, oh man, the solution's not there. So I told my mom that I will never do it again. But you know, guess what I did next? I waited one more week. So I became like a very good dancer quickly, and you know, girls coming to me. I didn't even go out, you know, looking for girls or whatever. Came and had relationships with so many different people. I started traveling the world. So it just came by itself, you know. And it's not just like just everything dropped from the sky. I had to do what it takes, you know. I'm not those kind of guys that will sit in a coffee shop, you know, or, you know, TCSS, Tokok Singapore, you know, whatever crap, you know. I actually do. I get the feedback and I actually go out and go and experience it and I do it and I try in different ways. So I was happy at first, but after like 3 years, 4 years, you know, I even thought that prison would help. So I went into prison. I would see, oh, they left their phone there. I would take the phone and sell it. And then, so I thought that prison would help. Maximum security prison, right? Wow, like, you know, there'd be like cockroaches and all that stuff. There was, I think, but I only had one day, you know, one day. So, but I kept on doing the same thing over and over again for five times already. And the fifth time was the time when I finally had it, you know. And I didn't, can I say about AA, you know? Yeah, I didn't know about AA back then, you know, that it wasn't formed.
Can we start from I didn't know about first?
Okay.
Kelly, I need to move behind because I can see all your reflection. You're wearing yellow. Slice yourself as well. If you don't mind shifting your chair behind here, where the sun doesn't reflect too much. Kelly, be careful of the wall, please.
It's hot. Yeah. Celeste, you never heard my story, is it?
I have a bit.
Oh, a bit.
Okay, I'm going to stop. You're not